They did this back in July and August, and they actually came up with around 430 citations when they were targeting registrations, or expired registrations, I should say, and temporary license plates. They will be implementing it yet again, starting in just a couple of weeks from now, on November 1st through November 30th. So if a driver is caught without a registration, they will be required to pay around a $95 fine for a Denver Municipal Code citation on top of the registration and renewal costs. During this enforcement period, DPD is temporarily exercising a clause in its low-level traffic stops policy, meaning officers can pull over drivers for expired plates and registrations even if they don't pose an immediate risk to the public.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to a Thursday. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live and direct from the KALC studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. It is free. And download it on your phone. Take us anywhere you go. Plus, you'll get the podcast later on today. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
How you doing? Oh, you're not doing well. You're not doing
well. I'm tired. I'm sad.
Man, what's wrong with the Avalanche?
I don't know.
You went to the game, right?
I went to the game, unfortunately. Yeah.
Did you get drunk?
No, you know what? I wasn't even in the drinking mood because it was just that bad of a game. I actually left for the first time ever. I left an Avs game early.
Wait a minute. I thought when your team's getting drilled, that's a good time to get drunk.
No, I like to get drunk when I'm celebrating, when we're winning, when we're feeling good.
I got a feeling you like both. Hey, Spadell.
Yeah.
How you doing?
A lot better than Carson.
Yeah, he's depressed, isn't he?
Yeah, he sounds like it.
I don't want to talk about it.
Went to the game, came in cussing this morning.
Dude, last year when I went to a hockey game and I left early and they had a chance at winning, I guess, but you gave me a crap the whole time because I left early. You never leave a game early. You never leave a game early.
Yep. Yeah, well, when you're 0-4, you leave early.
Well. It's all.
Is it a protest?
It's all downhill, man. Well, look at it this way. It's only going to get better. Can't get worse.
I made it. Right? Yeah, let's hope. I don't know.
Good morning, Jamie. She's running late. She called me. Here's the deal. I think she got Botox yesterday. And I think her eyes are shut. Yeah.
She's having trouble opening her eyes?
Yeah. They're frozen. So she's having to use it like a Stevie Wonder. She's having to use a cane to get here this morning.
She's got one hand on the wheel, one hand open in one eye.
No. She's walking. She's having to walk.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it's too dangerous to get behind the wheel of the car. So she got Botox, and I think the eyes are just completely glued together this morning. Where is everybody? Where are you at?
Her face is frozen.
She'll be here in a few minutes. She did call. We have a lot of stuff coming up this morning. First of all, Coldplay tickets. We'll do that at 8 o'clock this morning. Did you guys realize that the Broncos play tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thursday night football, man. They're in New Orleans,
Let's
right?
Let's go. Yeah.
We'll get into that later. Liam Payne, One Direction. What a story. Man, oh, man. It appears that he was really wigged out.
It's so sad.
Super sad.
He fell from a hotel balcony out of a window, or I don't really know.
It was like an inside balcony to the lobby. Yeah, to like the lobby floor.
Oh, inside the lobby. Oh, I didn't know. Mm-hmm. I saw where TMZ posted a picture.
And they were getting flamed.
They caught crap, did they not?
People were not happy that they posted that.
No, and they did it like 2 hours after the accident.
Yeah, it was really fast.
Messed up.
And you could tell it's him, the tattoos and whatever.
Yeah.
But they're claiming that it was a partial body.
Either way, it's so morbid.
Yeah, now, if I'm the family, that. I mean, they might not have even known about it yet.
Right.
I mean, it was only like an hour and a half. We'll get into that later on, too. But it's really sad. Liam Payne of One Direction. If you're a boy band fan or One Direction fan, just terrible news. It started breaking yesterday, 4 or 5 o'clock or something? Mm-hmm. And it happened in Buenos Aires, I think it was.
Yeah, right? Argentina.
Buenos Aires,
Yeah, down in Argentina. All right, we got that. A lot of stuff coming up this morning on the program. Again, we have Coldplay tickets. at Empower Field. We'll do that at 8 o'clock this morning. BJ and Jamie Morning Show just getting started. We'll be right back. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. There you go. That's One Direction. And we'll be playing several One Direction songs this morning in memory of Liam Payne, who is a member of the group, had a tragic accident yesterday and is dead this morning. It started breaking yesterday afternoon, and my social media feed was completely overwhelmed. I mean, it was just completely blowing it away. And then when the details of this, I don't know, accident, intentional, we don't really know. It's sad either way. Mm-hmm. But there are reports this morning that he was pretty wigged out. Yeah, I think they already found like drug paraphernalia in his room. And I think I saw a story where they're already looking for the person that sold him, whatever it could have been. I do have the 911 call, and it's Spanish, right, Spadil?
It's Spanish, but it has translations over it.
Yeah, so you've got a couple of actors that have come in and do the translation. Now, you're telling me that it's not as dramatic as a regular 911 call because of the translation, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, and that's probably good.
Yes.
Because, I mean, it's kind of early,
yeah,
quick,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
quick turnaround here. But I am going to play it for you. I don't know if I'll play it all because it's about a minute and a half long.
Yeah, it's long.
But they kind of describe what's going on at this hotel. If you don't know the story, Liam Payne is in Argentina. He's in a hotel. Something wacky is happening because he's acting very erratic throughout the hotel.
Yeah, he was in the lobby and he actually smashed his laptop and then had to be carried up to his room.
Not a good scene. Then not long after that, 911 call of a guy that's, the 911 call is what he's doing in the lobby. Then not long after that, they have to call 911 and get paramedics because somebody has been found in the lobby of the hotel. Here we go.
Good morning. I'm calling from Hotel Casa Sur Palermo, Costa Rica 6032.
What is happening, sir?
We have a guest drunk on drugs and alcohol. When he's conscious, he's breaking everything in the room.
You said alcohol and drugs.
That's correct.
You said Costa Rica intersecting where?
Costa Rica 6032.
Repeat.
Costa Rica 6032.
How is the hotel called?
Casa Azul Palermo. We need to send someone with urgency because I don't know if the guest's life is in danger because he's in a room with a balcony and we were afraid he could do something that threatens his life.
How long has he been there? Is it a long-stay hotel?
The guest has been there for the past 3 days.
You don't... any other information because you can't get in, right?
No.
We are also notifying medical emergency attention service.
We are asking you to send someone with urgency because...
we are doing that. Any other data to give me? Who are you?
I'm the desk manager.
Person in charge of the place?
Yes.
It has been notified. What is your name, sir?
Esteban.
Thanks for calling. Be online.
No, are you sending police too?
Police from the delegation, let me confirm.
No, only medical emergency attention service. No.
Don't worry, because they have already been notified.
Because as you said, he's under the influence of alcohol and drugs. Medical emergency attention service personnel can't enter alone.
You can ask that to the police, but if medical emergency attention service needs them, they will notify you.
Good, okay, perfect.
Have a good day.
Thanks. You too.
Man, that must have been quite a scene.
Seriously, it sounds chaotic.
What a sad story. Now, he's had a history. He's come out about his drug addiction.
He's
right?
been open about and having extreme suicidal thoughts in the past.
Yeah, sad. One Direction. A lot of fans, a lot of people that listen to this radio station grew up are still One Direction fans. It's not like they're, you know, completely, they're disbanded, but they're still out there, all the members of the band. And then this happens to Liam Payne. Just a terrible, terrible story. And I know we'll have more throughout the morning and with Jamie with Tabloid Trash when she gets here. But just a tragic scene yesterday afternoon. And when we first heard about it, I thought, you know, you've got somebody that got too close, maybe had a couple of drinks and fell. That's what I thought.
Complete accident.
And now as the information keeps coming out, it becomes more and more of a mystery. you know, of what exactly went on in that hotel. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. You can get us, too, and take us anywhere you go. Plus the podcast, that will be up later on today of today's show. And we have Coldplay tickets. They're coming to Empower Field next year. And we've got a couple of tickets for you. We'll do that at 8 o'clock. What happened with CSU yesterday, Schmidl? You had a chance to listen to the report. I saw the postings yesterday, but up in Colorado, Fort Collins, Fort Collins, Colorado State University, on a shelter in place yesterday.
Yeah, it sounds like someone was attacking people with a knife.
What?
Wow. Yeah.
Cheap.
It was at the Laurel Village is what they call it.
Laurel Hall.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing here because they're doing a report right now on TV. And they're, let me see if I can bring this up. This happened yesterday in Fort Collins.
Call the university's non-emergency number. It's 970-491-6425.
Ah, great. We caught the end of it. Oh, geez.
I have a report right here if you want me to.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it.
New from overnight, police in Fort Collins.
Whoa, wrong one. Hang on a second, Durst Patel. You got the report in there?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
New from overnight, police in Fort Collins searching for a man who's accused of attacking someone with a knife at CSU on campus. Authorities say it happened at about 8 o'clock at night near the Laurel Hall Administrative Building on the Oval. The entire campus was told to shelter in place so officers could investigate. The order was lifted at about 9:30. Still no word on the victim's condition. Meantime, the suspect described as a white man in his 30s, wearing a black shirt, carrying a black backpack. If you know anything, call the university's non-emergency police line, 970-491-6425.
Man, any parent that's got a kid at a university has to be traumatized by that.
Oh, so scary.
I mean, you've got a guy up there that's obviously going bonkers, and and then they issued the shelter in place. That's got to be terrifying, not only for the students, but even for the parents. And a lot of people from this area obviously have kids up there, including our boss, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a couple of kids up there.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man. Yeah, this broke yesterday afternoon. I never really saw the details, though, because once it started, the shelter in place, they never really gave out what was going on up there. I didn't know if it was some type of a shooter or somebody running around crazy on the campus, which it was, but I had no idea.
Yeah, just he was running around with a knife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, fortunately, nobody hurt.
Yeah.
It was all good. Turned out pretty good. But, man, what a nightmare for any parent that has a kid up there.
No joke.
Yeah, yesterday afternoon at CSU. Big shelter in place. All right, BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Perfect song. It's going to be sweater weather. It is going to be sweater weather starting in the next probably 24 hours or so. There's a front coming in here, and it looks like we're going to have rain. The mountains will have snow. They're saying possibly some snow in Castle Rock.
I can't even believe that.
In Monument, Palmer Divide, places like that. But we do need the rain, so rain's on the way. Weather is about to become fall. I didn't realize the Broncos were playing tonight until yesterday afternoon.
Yeah,
oh, really?
It was a quick
turnaround. I had no idea. They're Thursday night football. They're in New Orleans taking on the Saints, and that game is tonight. It's on Prime, though. If you don't have Prime, you can't see it.
Yeah. No, actually. If you live here, you should be able to watch it.
You're right. ABC 7, I think, was promoting it yesterday, that they're going to be carrying it. Okay.
It starts at 6:15.
My bad, yeah. I thought it was just going to be Prime, but now I remember I saw that it's going to be on 7, which that's a little different, right?
Yeah.
ABC?
Yeah,
normally it's
CBS.
It's CBS. All right, if you are on the highway, you're down around Castle Pines or your Ridgegate area, man, oh, man, has it been a bad day.
I feel terrible for anyone that's caught up in that.
Holy cow. We're watching some of the video right now, and it is backed up forever. Now, they've opened up I-25. They got the construction off there, and that's all it is. The construction people were running late and didn't get all the barriers up, and it caused the big backup this morning. It started stacking up. Before you know it, you got a mile long. Or maybe even more. And then they put people on Frontage Road, and that thing is bumper to bumper, and it's just a mess.
Yeah, it looks like it's backed up from Happy Canyon all the way to the outlets.
Yeah.
Which is, that's really far.
Yeah. Well, and it's crazy because I live right off Ridgegate, and when I got on I-25 this morning, there was no one on that Frontage Road at all. There was no traffic on there whatsoever.
It is now. Yeah. It is backed up, man. There are people that are late. All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Coldplay tickets coming up at 8 o'clock. A lot to do this morning. You stand by.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Jamie, hello.
Hi, I had a little breakdown. Yeah, little, no. I mean, not me mentally. I meant just a car situation.
Yeah. I said you had Botox.
Yeah, I didn't even get that, though. That I couldn't see, and I was on a walker.
You know,
I didn't even get it.
After I said it,
yeah,
I didn't get it either.
No. I was like, wait, what? I don't even understand.
You know what it was? Here's what it is. Okay. Here's what it is. My mind this morning has been like focused in certain areas.
Okay.
Right? I've been trying to gather stuff on this Liam Payne story. Okay. I've been thrown off guard because the Broncos play tonight too, and then the third story is this, and it's really consumed me.
Okay.
Stevie Wonder can see.
We've talked about this before.
Well, it's back out again.
Oh, okay.
It's back out again because he was spotted at an NBA game looking at the Jumbotron. Now, if you're Stevie Wonder, you're blind.
Yeah.
Do you go to an NBA game and sit courtside?
Okay, that's funny.
Okay. And they have him. Literally, he's doing this, Jamie. He's watching the game. And then I guess something happens on the court. And you see him look up at the Jumbotron and scratching his neck.
Huh.
What the hell's going on?
So that brought us back to why you said I got Botox?
Well, couldn't see. Your eyes were
glued
together.
It was all about the eyes this
morning.
You're
blind. You had to walk like Stevie Wonder too.
Okay. All right.
That's what it was.
Okay, yeah.
Once I get consumed by something, it's hard for me to get off.
Very long walk to explain why.
That's why.
Yeah. Because it's funny that you brought up the Botox. I'm so paranoid. I haven't had it in like 9 months because remember my girl, she was like, oh, sorry. And so I'm looking for a new person. And so I'm really paranoid about it. So I was like, are you saying that because you noticed that I can move my face?
See?
It's like, it was top of my, because look.
Yeah. Maybe I wasn't that far off.
Maybe not. Like subconsciously, you knew that you could see my wrinkles again. And that's why you're bringing it up. Maybe that was it.
No, it was Stevie Wonder being blind.
Oh, okay.
And being able to see.
It was just weird timing. That's all. It was all just weird. All right, so your brain is very busy today.
Right, let me play the Shaq audio. This is Shaquille O'Neal talking about Stevie Wonder.
Got
okay.
It.
Because again, there's a video out this morning. Stevie Wonder is at a live NBA game. I don't get it. If there's nobody really with him, he's like by himself. All right, here's Shaq talking about this.
It's a true story.
It's a true story. So,
according to Shaq,
we lived in a building on Wilshire. So you park your car and the valet's down there. So I'm already in the building. I'm coming through the lobby. Door opens. It's Stevie Wonder. He comes in, says, "What's up, Shaq?"
I've heard this is old audio.
Presses the button, gets off on the floor, bounced up, goes to his room. I went and called every person I knew and told him to turn believe me. No, bro, he got on the elevator. He's like, "What's up, Shaq? How you doing, big dog?"
The reason I'm playing it is all the old audio of Stevie Wonder, the rumors of him being able to see, and it's all an act, is starting to surface again. And this came out after this video of him at the NBA game.
Yesterday. Gotcha. Yeah.
Along with Lionel Richie.
Because that was like, what, 10 years ago or something that he said that?
Probably 6, 7, maybe 10. Yeah. I don't know.
So it's been a rumor for a while. The thing we have to remember is modern technology is making it where, you know, people can hear again, people can see, things like that. And so
you would think that if that happened, that it would be.
I'm just saying that maybe there was a procedure done and he can at least see like shadows and
partial.
Yeah. But they're like, don't say it. This is your shtick, man.
Yeah.
This is what your career is, man.
Maybe that's it. Maybe they're in cahoots with an eye doctor somewhere. Oh, no.
This is your shtick. You can't say all of a sudden, you're the guy that goes like, and you have the glasses, right? That's not going to work for us.
Yeah.
That's why you're popular.
I love stories like this. I don't know why. I just find it fascinating.
Lordy, lordy.
All right. Bad news yesterday with this Liam Payne story. I know you've seen it. You've seen some of the reports on it. Liam Payne, former member of One Direction when they were together. And still, you know, has a music career or did. And then yesterday it was revealed that he had fallen to his death in Argentina.
Well, and first they said it was three stories up. And I just kept thinking like in my head, because when I was married to an orthopedic surgeon, right, he would always say like, there's injuries based on how many stories. And so I was like, oh, he must have gone head first, right? because he was three stories up. And I mean, obviously that's critical, but like first story is like broken ankles and all this stuff. Second story is internal injuries. Third story is obviously critical and may die. So I was like, oh man, he probably, but then I heard it was the fourth story.
Yeah.
And there's just no coming back from that.
All right. I'm looking at a picture of the hotel. I had not seen this until right now. It is the fourth story. They have the balcony circled on here, if this is accurate, you know.
Yeah.
And it is outdoors. We thought, Carson and I were talking earlier, and Carson mentioned to me that he thought it was inside the hotel, but it wasn't. It was outside. It's just a courtyard, so it's still part of the hotel out there, but it's a courtyard. And it is the fourth story. And again, probably the way you land, even if you fall 12 feet, you know. Off a ladder, let's say. But this is just a horrible story. But from all indication and all reporting this morning, he was totally wasted.
Yeah.
Just wigged out on drugs. They have found drugs and paraphernalia in the room. Loads of alcohol, they say. And now there's even a report that they're searching for the person that sold him the drugs, and they think they know who it is.
Did you guys see the video an hour before he passed away with that girl in his room?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it was just really weird because he was kind of snippy with her. There's a girl in the room. They have this they're obviously in the presidential suite, and they're having some food. And so he says, "Is this your hat?"
I have that audio on number two. If you
you do?
Play.
Okay, here it is.
Hang on 1 second. Got it.
Good morning, everybody. Here's a little video of me. It's rude to put hats on the table.
Sorry.
Is this your hat?
Yeah.
Children. A lovely day here in Argentina. This is the breakfast table.
I'm just eating an orange.
Just enjoying coffee and breakfast, even though it's like 1 p.m.
Literally, we sleep in every day until at least 12. We're such losers.
No.
So in the video, so let me just set it up again. It is that they're at a very long table in the hotel room, and this really pretty blonde is sitting there, and he's kind of just like, "Is this your hat?" He says to her, he's like, we don't put hats on the table. And then he calls her a child. And then when she says, "We sleep until noon," she says, "We're losers." And you could tell it is like, you know, F you kind of in his head.
Yeah. Like, I'm over your attitude.
Yeah,
and
like,
everything.
We're not losers. It kind of like made him switch in a second.
Yeah, and some of, since this video came out, some of it's changed a bit. This girl, now they're saying, now, who knows what the truth is? What you're saying, Jamie, what I'm about to say, what, nobody knows. Nobody really knows. Eventually, we'll find out. But the story is now that girl that was in that video left yesterday morning, left Argentina. She's not even down there now. I saw that report. Now, I don't know if it's true. They're saying, and like Jamie, I shared this yesterday. They said this was an hour before.
Yeah.
Is what they said in the thing. But if you look at the video.
They're obviously in Argentina.
Yeah. You know. Mm-hmm. But if you look at the video, if it's an hour before, because he's completely sober, it looks like in this, right?
Yeah.
And then to go to this, what they're describing now is just absolutely crazy that he's smashing computers, going, it's hard to believe that he could have gone from that right there, what we just played, to what we're hearing now in an hour.
Yeah.
That's weird, isn't it?
It's nuts.
It's just weird.
It's sad.
Just, and again, we don't know what the true story is. Nobody is going to know for a while until they do their investigation.
You know, I have to be honest with you. I don't remember him.
You don't?
No, I don't. I thought when they said Liam, I don't know why. I thought he was the one on The Voice. What was that guy's name?
Niall Horan.
Liam, Niam. Yeah. Okay.
It was Liam Hemsworth.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Well, I just heard the name Liam first. Yeah. I'd heard that Liam had died, and that's the first person I thought of. It's the first Liam came to mind, you know? But yeah, I'm with you. I couldn't have named him if I had to name, like, One Direction members.
Yeah, and I looked him up to see, like, it was, you know, who he dated or whatever, and it was all girls I'd never heard of.
Yeah.
You know? So he was, like, the forgotten.
Didn't somebody write a book or something that he's very upset about?
He's really upset about his ex-fiance, which is Maya Henry. And apparently they've had issues as of late within recent weeks that she actually had to get somewhat of a, not restraining order, but she had to send him a cease and desist because he was blowing up her phone with text messages, relentless,
obsessive,
like, from different phone numbers, and even like reaching out to her friends and stuff and badgering them about it. So.
And then, of course, there's the one that I love, that my favorite theory is it was P. Diddy who did it.
Oh, yeah.
Because he knew too much. He knew too much.
Yeah. Wasn't there a book?
I looked that up.
I saw that there was a book that she put out that had some details in there that he was not happy with. Who knows what happened here? It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on this Thursday morning.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I'm not talking to you. That's right.
I'm busy.
Good. I'll just sit over here.
All right. What's the problem?
I'm not talking to you right now.
You have been all morning.
Yeah, but I forgot.
It's like, bar, 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 bar. I wish you weren't talking to me.
No, I forgot. I forgot that I was mad at you.
Oh, I know, but I really wish that was a thing.
And it just hit me then. Oh, shut up, Shmadel. It just hit me that I'm really mad at you, I didn't. I broke my code of ethics here.
Really?
Guess. Yeah.
Really?
Jamie mentioned yesterday. Can I say this?
Well, I don't care. I have nothing. I have nothing to hide.
There's an old boyfriend that I guess you could say I'm not real fond of. I mean, I don't hate anybody.
Well, Paul doesn't have a problem with him. Paul doesn't have a problem with him.
No, he does.
No, he does. Yeah, we're all golfing together.
Apparently not. Yeah.
We're all golfing together.
Well, he's just biting his lip and going out.
No, he's not.
Golf.
No.
He likes golf.
Anyway.
But anyway, Jamie mentioned yesterday that she's playing golf this weekend with an old boyfriend who they've decided that they can just be friends.
Yeah.
Which I think is really difficult to do.
No, it's really not. It's really not. Like, when you're finally over somebody, and you know, and it just was like that, and you hadn't talked to him for 7 years, and you hadn't thought of him or anything, and then they come back and say, hey, you know what? I was a jerk. I was horrible. I've changed, blah, 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 all this stuff. You're not attracted to him anymore, but you'll be friends with him. You'll forgive him. I mean, you have to forgive people, unless they kill you.
Shmadel, what do you think?
What, him?
Is it possible? I'm just going around the room. What do you think? Do you think that this is how Jimmy explains it or how I'm explaining it? Well, going to lead to something.
I know that, like, if I had, if I had to, like, try to be friends with one of my exes, I could text and stuff and, like, talk to them about their life. But if I had to hang out with them in person, it would just stir up too many old feelings.
See, I've already gone golfing with him once. He's been out to the cabin with my sister.
But I feel like he's trying. Maybe you don't feel that way, but he definitely is trying to, like, get in.
Absolutely.
Why else would he be like, hey, come golfing with me. Hey, do this.
I think because you just hit a point in your life where you're like, that, I mean, when we had fun, but we weren't good in a relationship.
Yeah, but it makes
sense. I mean, it's my life, so why don't you shut the hell up? Let me decide.
I ask you if I could bring it up.
I know, but I mean, like, I've just decided.
Here's what I'm going to say. That, yeah, you could feel that way, or he could feel that way. But the odds of both of you feeling that way,
slim. Would you say you're Mr. Romance or something?
Dr. Love.
Yeah. Well, I'm already in a bad mood, so let's maybe just move on.
I've got a story here.
I like this. Okay.
Casa Bonita. The entertainers over there are going to unionize.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Can you imagine going to their union meeting? You got the gorilla running the thing.
Yeah.
You've got girls in bikinis. You got guys in speedos. You got jugglers. That would be one hell of a union meeting.
That would be a good one.
Don't forget the puppet show. Don't forget the puppets.
The puppet show.
Yeah. You know, I've said forever, I feel like everybody in Vail and Breck and all those places, I feel like they should all be union people.
They should.
They totally get screwed over because you have these people that work all winter long, and then in the summer, they have nowhere to go and no money.
They have to beg for themselves.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And they literally, they don't even break even. They most of them couch surf. They can't afford the housing or anything. I've said that forever, that they need to go union.
Well, they're claiming that if they unionize, I mean, obviously wages is number one, right? We want better pay or whatever. I don't know if the people from Casa Bonita, like the owners, those guys with South Park, I don't know how they feel about this. They're not saying. They're just announcing that they're going to unionize. The other thing they mentioned in here is their working conditions. I wonder what it is about the work. Is the water too cold?
I will say that I feel like those divers, they look bruised up.
Yeah.
They have bruises all over their legs.
Maybe
and
they
I don't
need larger swimsuits.
How deep is that water?
What?
When, larger swimsuits?
No, they. I feel like when they're getting out or something, they bruise their legs.
They do have to climb up the rocks. I mean, that's a thing.
I'm just saying their working conditions. Think about their working conditions for a minute. The puppet show. What is the working conditions of a puppet show that you've got a union?
Well, think about it. They're crouched down right there, and you know their hands are sticking up, and it's got to be hot.
Your shoulder's got to start hurting.
Yeah, it's a workout.
How's it going to change? It's a puppet show. Where's the change? Explain to me the change.
No, I'll tell you, they get 15-minute breaks.
Yeah,
and like after every puppeteer, they bring in more puppeteers.
You can't be doing five to midnight.
No, the puppet show only runs like at the top of the hour or something like that.
I'm just saying that's probably what they'll do. They'll just bring in more puppeteers.
All right.
Give them some break.
I just pictured the gorilla leading the union meeting. All right, everybody.
Because you guys have all been. Have you been, Spadil?
I haven't been to the new one.
I haven't either.
Oh.
Yeah, I haven't been at all.
It throws you back. It really does. But although I will say $40 million that they dropped in that place, you really can't tell that much.
I can't believe that. I feel like I could have torn that down and rebuilt it for 10.
From the first time I went there, when it was the old owners to the new, I could tell a huge difference.
Really?
It just felt so much cleaner.
Yeah.
It did. It felt like they went in there and really, and anybody that's been to Casa Bonita, you probably see it too.
I mean, don't you feel like you could have torn it down and rebuilt it for 10?
Well, they basically did. Remember, they had to remove the entire roof.
Yeah. I know.
Remember they had to cut the wall.
I feel like somebody knew who they were and overcharged them.
Oh, 100%.
They're like, this is South Park money.
Because I'm with Jamie. I feel like you could bulldoze the entire place.
And rebuild
even the entire strip mall and rebuild it for $40 million.
Yeah. That just seems like somebody overcharged them.
Have you ever been part of a union?
No, I have
Me
not.
Either.
Yeah, I have. After and SAG.
Oh, okay. Yeah, out in California.
I still am after and SAG.
Yeah, I've never been part of a union. So I really don't know how it works.
The
only good thing
that they do is like they wrote me, I moved, and they said, hey, you still have checks, you know, because I was in the movie Rockstar, a Warner Brothers film. And they write you emails and say, we still have your checks. And then they offer like health care, really good health care, all kinds of stuff. They have a pension too, and that you put into money into them and then they'll pay you out later. So.
Right.
Things like that are really good benefits.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the owner of the place being Casa Bonita, they probably frown on it simply because you've got a group of employees that are asking for it instead of just dealing with people one-on-one.
Yeah.
And so, you probably have to pay more, better insurance, better working conditions.
I mean, you have to pay dues.
Yeah.
That's the bad side.
All right, Casa Bonita taking it to another level here. I'm going to go with the union, with the gorilla leading the way. Along with the divers, I guess. All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show. Remember, Coldplay tickets coming up at 8 o'clock this morning.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
How about those abs? Woo!
Killing it!
Stop it.
Did I hear correctly that you left early?
Sure did.
Is that the first time?
Yeah, in the history of me going to Avs games, whenever I go.
Your poor wife. I sure you were just the whole time. You were just cussing the whole way home.
Literally, when the Avs, like when it's hockey season, the Avs determine my mood, and it's just.
What's going on? What's wrong?
Our goaltending, straight up.
They used to be so
and we
good.
Got and we have a lot of injuries right now, so it's.
I heard a rumor that they're making our team play with no sticks.
They'd actually probably better. They probably play better without sticks. Honestly,
we're having to kick the puck around.
Oh my
it's
God.
Like somebody else gets to use sticks. That ain't fair.
Well, now it makes worse sense.
Yeah, we're stickless. We got penalized.
Yeah.
They took our sticks away.
We're playing with one guy on the ice.
All right, TMZ is, oh man, people are mad at TMZ. One Direction fans, celebrities, everybody's mad at TMZ. I didn't know this. I guess they posted, why would they do this? They posted pictures of Liam Payne's body. The former One Direction star fell from the fourth floor of a hotel building in Argentina. Police, firefighters, and ambulance were seen outside of a hotel building afterwards. Police are said to have been called to reports of a man acting aggressively at the hotel. who I guess he was smashing things. They said he was under the effect of drugs and alcohol. He was smashing up everything. TMZ then shared a picture of parts of his body on the ground after his death.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
It was a partial shot, but they were trying to identify for the audience. They were trying to identify that it is Liam because of the tattoos.
Yeah.
But it was still just in bad taste. That quickly.
Some of the comments include, and TMZ effing shame on you, disgrace. TMZ posting part of a photo of Liam Payne's dead body in an article announcing his death is beyond deplorable. I can't tell if I'm losing my mind lately or if society has always been this overly morally decrepit. Somebody else wrote, no matter how you felt about Liam Payne, posting pictures of his dead body is mental. And it goes on and on. They removed the picture, and then they later wrote instead that they had seen the body and that they can confirm it is his body. So,
the tattoos.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Tom Brady is partial owner of the Las Vegas Raiders. Now, here's the problem with that. I mean, good for him, right? He's a 5% owner. But the problem with this is that people are already kind of like slamming him for not being very great at his job as a play-by-play analyst. Well, now with him being a 5% owner, there's so many rules that he's got to think about in his head. So you know how it's already hard to be probably a play-by-play guy.
Yeah.
Well, now you have to remember. Oh God, I can't slam the referees. It's not allowed as an owner. I can never slam referees. Well, that's part of a play-by-play. You know. That's part of his job.
Yeah, you're criticizing the calls that they make.
He can't do that. He can't criticize them at all as a partial owner. He also can't slam the NFL or the organization. He also can't be in the area where like the other team plays. He can't be in their locker room, anything like that.
Yeah.
It's so bizarre.
Yeah, you rarely hear a commentator slam the NFL to begin with.
But
so
the
that
refs,
would be hard.
Yeah.
But I do think that some of the territory stuff you're talking about
the refs,
really
though,
is...
I've heard him slam the refs.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think he could pull that off. I find it strange that he is a commentator and they approved his 5%. I do find that a little bit strange, simply because this guy signed a $300-something million deal with Fox. You would think that the owners would come together and say, whoa, 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 no, no, no. That's in the bed too much with Fox Television. But they approved it.
I just think I'd get in my own head. If I saw a bad play, I'd get in my own head like, well, that was an interesting play from the referee. Oh, yeah, that was an interesting call.
Yeah, clam up a little bit. Yeah,
because you can't just be natural because all you're thinking about is your ownership. You're like, oh, my God, that ref sucks. Don't say it. Anyway, the Today Show talks about Tom Brady buying the Las Vegas Raiders. Here it is, number one.
Tom Brady got unanimous approval by NFL owners to buy a minority stake of the Las Vegas Raiders. The former Patriots and Buccaneers quarterback will have a 5% stake in that team, but the approval did come with some restrictions because of Brady's job as a TV analyst on Fox. He will not be allowed to attend broadcast production meetings and may not have access to team facilities, players, or coaches. The seven-time Super Bowl champ will, however, be allowed to broadcast those Raiders games.
Weird.
Yeah, well, there is some conflict of interest here. In certain areas, I agree with. I'm surprised they actually approved him, simply because of not just the TV analysts, but, I mean, this guy was suspended for deflating footballs.
That's true, too.
He cheated.
Yeah, that is true.
And now he's an owner. Because he's Tom Brady. Because
he's so awesome.
Yeah, he's a good-looking dude. Plus, he's had some hard times. Giselle left him for some other dude. So let's make him an owner.
Let's hear. Oh, somebody said, hey, can you say happy Thursday to my mom on her special day? Her name is Lupe in North Glen.
Hi, Lupe.
I'm assuming it's her birthday?
I would assume so, yeah. Special day.
Special day. Yeah. Special day.
Happy birthday.
Yep. Abu Dhabi. Is getting its own sphere. So they've agreed to terms with the sphere in Las Vegas. And so Abu Dhabi is getting its own sphere. They will pay licensing rights to the people that developed it, and they'll pay like a yearly whatever, and they have to pay for the blueprints. But yeah, you're going to see in the UAE another sphere.
It's easier to go to Vegas, though.
Yeah, it is closer. That is true.
I'm going to go see the Eagles in January. Yeah. I'd love to go to the other one, but nah, Vegas is much shorter.
It's really, really, yeah, it's right there.
Jamie, you can see it. Look.
See, I was going to point that way.
I feel like you
went more north.
I've never been good with my directions. You're right, Jamie.
Billy is more that way, but that is okay.
Man, I will tell you, I went out to the Sphere to see the what was it? Dead and Company? I don't even know the band. That place is amazing.
Yeah, it looks amazing.
Outside, inside, that thing is amazing.
I do feel like I haven't been there, so you would know, obviously, because you went there. It feels like kind of steep, like you're going to fall over and like go down every stair.
Got nothing bad I can say about it.
Really? You don't feel like you, because you know how like when you're up in a suite at Ball Arena, you feel like you could fall over.
And even like in the 300 level, when you're up there, it is steep.
Yeah,
is.
That's what it feels like. That would be like,
It wasn't bad for us. We were in the wheelchair section,
right, yeah.
So it wasn't like that for us.
And by the way, I'm not sure, but I believe that you have recommended to everybody with DIA being all messed up to get a wheelchair.
Yeah, that's the route. Yeah, just fake it. Just limp in, limp out, okay?
Yeah.
But if you go in there and you at request a wheelchair, uh-huh. $20, they take you straight to your plane.
Priority.
It's
right to the line.
Unbelievable. You bypass the lines. I suggest everyone, limp in, limp out.
Nice.
The new motto.
I know, but the thing is, with me, when I was little, we would play like we were blind at the mall. Yeah. We're about, I don't know, 10 years old. And we'd act like we're blind walking through the mall, and then we'd forget.
Yeah.
Yeah, you really gotta like remind yourself of
that. Blind's hard though. Blind's a tough one to pull off, okay? Broken ankle, you know, a twisted ankle or knee or something. It's pretty easy because you can just fake that limp all day long.
I know, but you don't think you'll forget, like if somebody pushes you and you walk on it and then you didn't say, oh my God.
But see, with the airport, all you gotta do is just limp from the car to the wheelchair because you're not walking, nobody can bust you. Yeah, they're pushing
they're
gonna you,
push
right?
you the rest
all
of
the way to the plane. Now, if you get out of the wheelchair and walk fine to inside the plane, then they might go, whoa, wait a minute.
Right.
Whoa. But it's easy to pull off. This we did it, and it's great.
This is great tips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The best part is bypassing the security because they have their own special entrance there, and it's great. It's great. Yeah.
It's just...
What?
It just seems wrong.
It does seem really wrong.
No. I think everybody should play along. That's why they're there. Plus the wheelchair people, they get tips. You know, they make money. I mean, they're going to sit idle all day.
BJ, this is a horrible idea. My husband is a pilot, and he absolutely despises all the people who utilize the wheelchair services because their flights get delayed while there is a shortage of people like you using wheelchairs to get...
So your husband's a handicap hater, huh? Well...
No, it's not handicap anymore.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's handicapable.
Handicapable?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't say handicap.
But you're not.
Term.
But you're not really handicapable.
This show is the worst show
handicap
on the planet.
Right?
Like, I started out bad, and then he just... Icing on the cake. I'm just icing. Like, your complaints to my boss now no longer matter.
But I don't realize it. Because I am not understanding fully.
Thank you for the icing.
Andy.
Delicious.
Yeah. You just use the wheelchairs, okay? They're out there for a reason.
All right, say it with me. Handy capable.
Handy capable.
There you go.
But if you're not capable, how are you being handy capable?
Because...
If you're not capable, you're not handy.
Oh God. I tried, people. Yeah. I tried. Did you guys see where Nick Jonas got a laser pointed at him and he thought he was getting shot?
I mean, he literally ran off that
stage.
Yeah,
he did. And his security didn't even notice. So he was at a concert. I mean, he was performing at a concert. And a laser went right on his head. And he freaked out, thought it was, a gun, which I don't blame him. I mean, everybody would freak out if... It doesn't matter who you are.
Be a scary situation.
Yeah, and he ran off.
That was one of the worst consumer inventions ever, the laser bed.
It was.
It was.
I agree.
Yeah, because now it's associated with a gun because you buy guns now with laser sights. And then you also have, you know, these things used for pilots.
Yeah, people are shooting them
into the airplanes and stuff. And, I mean, it's one of the worst things ever sold to the public.
I totally agree with you. It really is about, and it makes you blind.
And it has no usage. Except for, you know, you're pointing at a bulletin board or something, but who uses that?
I agree. What do people use it for? Just a general...
For a bulletin board. For
presentations.
But Jonas isn't a bulletin board.
Well, that's why he was terrified, Jimmy. Because
I'm just saying, like, why did you bring it?
Yeah. But that's what it's used later for, instructors.
Later they were going to use it on a bulletin board after the concert?
No.
Yeah, they had a slideshow to present of the concert.
You got it.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid Trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show coming up in about 15 minutes. We've got your chance to win. Who? Coldplay.
BJ and Jamie.
I can't even do it. I can't do this.
I'm shocked.
I'm shocked. Today has just been so weird anyway. And I, you know, I was like, earlier I was like, I'm just going home. I've had it. I don't even know what to do with this.
You know, everything's out of sync today.
It is. Is there like a full moon or something?
Yeah there is.
Oh, actually, yeah. Okay.
There's a super moon. Okay. Right?
It was really bright.
Because you and I often, I mean, today we're out of sync. And for some reason, he's the opposite. He's in sync. Well, not the band in sync.
Right,
He's in sync today.
I've never seen that happen.
That was a miracle.
All right. Let me explain, all right? Part of Spadil's job as producer is to keep us on time, all right?
Yeah.
And to keep us on time with giveaways, you got this, you guys need to mention this sponsor, things of that nature, okay? Every single time, he screws it up. He's terrible at it. I mean, he's just awful. I mean, we should have fired him a long time ago. But we love the kid. We love the kid, all right? We let him stick around, all right? So just a few minutes ago, he walks in here and he says, hey, guys, it's 8 o'clock. You need to give away the Coldplay tickets.
We didn't even know what to do.
We all just stopped in our tracks.
What? No.
They just stared at me.
Yeah. We did. You know, didn't you know what this sound is? That was me hitting the floor.
Yeah. I mean, this has never, ever happened. Dude.
You're good.
And I agree with you. Whoever wins, they need to thank him.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you win, you need to personally say thank you to Spadil.
Yeah.
Because if it weren't for him, there's a chance we would have never given him away.
Wouldn't have.
Why do you think you did that?
Well, there's a bunch of people calling, and I was like,
Now it makes sense.
I thought
you set a reminder or something.
No, I just looked at my phone, and there was like 9 people on the text line.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're still the same Spadil.
Well,
so thank you to everyone who's calling in right now prematurely.
Oh, my God. So this wasn't you being amazing?
No. Oh, man, I was giving you shouldn't have said that, Spadil. We would have never known. You should have just said, well, you know, I've decided to really get on my game around here.
I decided to be a producer.
Take this seriously.
Yeah.
Remember that notebook that Jamie got you? You wrote it down, wrote a note, 8 o'clock.
Right.
Let's go.
Where is that notebook?
I actually finished it off yesterday.
Oh, there's you no did?
More, yeah.
Wow.
It only took 3 years to get through the whole thing.
It only
what are you using it for, to wipe with?
But the thing is, it's just a regular notebook, and it took 3 years to fill it. There should be notes every day.
Yeah.
And it's only like 46 pages.
I'm not a good note taker.
All right. No more delay.
Let's do Coldplay. All right, here it is. Music of the Spheres. It's the world tour at Empower Field. It's going to be at Mile High, and it's going to be next summer. I know that seems so far away, but... if you are caller 19 right now, we're going to make it super easy. You're going to get a pair of tickets, 303-22 Alice.
And go ahead and thank Spadil anyway. He could use it.
Even though
it's not really him that brought it to you. Just, you know, maybe it picks him up a little bit.
Yeah, maybe he'll do it next time.
Yesterday, big old press conference with the Menendez brothers, okay? Yeah. Are they going to get out of prison or are they not? Let me play the audio first because I really don't know what happened with the press conference. I didn't see it.
I didn't either.
So maybe this gives us some insight here, but we got some takes on this.
More than a dozen relatives in front of the criminal courts building hoping to put pressure on the district attorney. Kitty Menendez's sister, who's about to turn 93, spoke about what the family has gone through.
It was a nightmare none of us could have imagined. But as details of Lyle and Eric's abuse came to light, it became clear that their actions, while tragic, were the desperate response of two boys trying to survive the unspeakable cruel of their father.
They were boys, young, scared, and abused by their father in ways no child should ever experience.
The brother's attorney, Mark Garrigo, says there is a letter written by Eric Menendez back then that corroborates the allegations that he was sexually abused by his father. Prosecutors at the time said there was no evidence of any molestation. They said the sons were after their parents' multi-million-dollar estate. At the time, jurors rejected a death sentence in favor of life without parole.
You know what I noticed yesterday? I didn't hear anything about that Menendez stuff. The Menudo?
Menudo stuff.
I was like, I don't remember the name of the band. But there was a kid from there, from that boy band, that says that there was something involved with drinking some wine, and this dad got him drunk and molested him,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he did.
I never heard anything about that yesterday. It wasn't a part of the press conference that I remember. And I didn't see the press conference, but the recap I saw. All right, you know, let's just go to this. Should these kids get out of jail? Well, they're not kids, these men.
Yeah, they're grown-ass men. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would say yes, except for why did they take out the mom? What'd she do?
I agree.
You know?
Unless they just thought that she knew what was going on and they were...
And that she was allowing it?
Yeah.
And then the other thing, I was all for them getting out because of just the abuse that they went through and all that, if it's, you know, in fact true. But then when they went on the shopping spree, that kind of threw me off a little bit.
Yeah. I will say this, though. They talked to a couple of friends of theirs that were friends with them at that time. I mean, one of the brothers actually moved in with it in a condo. So they were really tight. And they said that Rodeo Drive, Beverly Hills, the shopping spree they went on isn't excessive in Hollywood. That they didn't see
Rolex
it as excessive.
Watches?
They bought Rolex watches and they bought a Porsche.
Yeah, that's excessive.
I don't know.
Even in Beverly Hills, that's excessive.
I'm just saying what these
After
guys...
After you kill your parents, that seems excessive.
Yeah, for a couple of kids.
Yeah.
My take is that they should not get out of prison. I think they should stay there. One being what you said, Jamie, and I never really thought of that. They did kill the mom.
Yeah.
I mean, they shot the shotgun 7 times at both parents. 7 times each, 14 shots they fired. And they literally, I mean, just, it was unbelievably horrible what they did. I don't think that they should ever get out. And then second of all is, if this, what was the band again? Menudo?
Yeah.
Menudo. I don't know Menudo, folks. But if this member,
I don't know why.
If this member, if they don't have some proof of molestation, then how can you let them out? If you've got to have proof, it'll happen.
Well,
and they don't have any.
I don't know what that means. I mean, it's,
you got to be able to prove that they were molested in order to call it whatever, self-defense, justified, whatever. But there is absolutely no proof that it ever happened, that the dad did anything to him.
Right, but if you got a collaborator, which is the Menudo guy, right?
But then he needs proof, too.
What kind of proof do you want?
I don't know. Oh. But I would. It's a court. You got to have proof.
You want hard evidence.
You got to.
This happened.
Don't you? Don't you have to have like letters, something was done? You got to have something, don't you? In order to let these guys out. Remember, they brutally killed these two. They did that. Here's another part of the story, too. These guys are set, according to the people yesterday, they're set to make anywhere from $60 to $75 million if they're released.
How?
Books, Netflix.
They've already done the Netflix thing.
But you can get them to do a whole different series with it. The courts, and if they get a new trial, that alone could make a ton of money, they're saying. They're saying they're estimating these kids could be worth 50 to 60.
Why do you keep calling kids? They're like grown-ass men.
They are grown. They are. Yeah. But when the crime happened, they were kids. Yeah. And it's being approached that way in the media simply because, you know, they're saying that they were kids that were molested. But if they're set
to
be...
Oh, God. Oh, no.
I just don't think they should be making that kind of money and their parents were brutally murdered.
Yeah, but it'll be you and I that make them that money.
I know.
You know? So
I know.
I mean, why not?
But they can't make it behind bars, so.
They didn't get anything for them, those Netflix things?
No.
How come they can't?
You can't profit off a crime.
I don't know the laws. Sounds like you're like an attorney now.
Well, I watch a lot of crime.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
I'm an expert. Yep.
Yeah. But the debate will go on. Should they get out? I mean, there is no right answer, I guess, but I mean, everybody was debating it yesterday on social media with the press conference and everything.
But was it Rosie there? That's all I care about. Was she there?
I didn't see Rosie.
Oh, yeah, come on. And Kim Kardashian was supposed to be there, right?
You want Rosie on your side, man.
I haven't seen any audio clips. I've seen nothing with Rosie O'Donnell.
Did she not show up?
No.
Oh, no.
Boys told her to stay home.
Big letdown.
Well, now they're going to stay in jail for sure. She didn't show up.
All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
I feel good about it, Jamie. Actually, I do. I think we're going to win tonight.
I don't know. I was actually at the game last weekend. I don't know.
We're playing the Aints.
Oh, okay. Who?
The Saints?
Gotcha.
But they call them the Aints there because they ain't worth a crap.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
And they don't have a quarterback.
Oh, they don't?
Mm-mm, they got some old lady from somewhere that's going to do it.
An
tonight.
Old lady,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
They picked her up over at a bingo hall or something like that. No, they don't have their starting quarterback. They have a backup quarterback, and we have Bozo going.
Yeah.
So, Bo knows.
Oh, no. We'll see what happens.
Thursday night football. A lot of people don't even realize this, but the Broncos are playing in New Orleans tonight. I think they start at
6:15.
50, yep. Right? Right. All right. All right. It's on tonight, and it's going to be locally broadcast on ABC7 because Thursday night football games are prime video.
I didn't even know there were Thursday night football games.
Really?
Nope.
The more you know.
Right? Reading Rainbow.
Coming up next, no Jamie idea. And the exclusive sports report right here.
Didn't even know. Nope.
BJ and Jamie.
I feel like the weather's changing.
Yeah, I do too. It definitely is.
Yep. Gotta look, doesn't it?
I don't know, though. It's all over the place. Like, Dave's weather is different than the Weather Channel. My Alexa said that it was going to be thunderstorms today, which I don't see that on Dave's forecast. So I don't know what the hell's going on.
They say it's going to change dramatically by the weekend. Now, dramatically, because we've been in the 80s, all right? So dramatically can be, you know, in the 60s or the 50s. But we are going to get rain. We are going to get rain.
We need it. How many days in a row has it been with no rain?
Like a month and a half, feels like. And some of the area could get some snow.
Yeah, but that, again, has been iffy with all the different forecasts.
And I feel like they love to tease that.
I do, too.
So we're not buying into it yet?
I'm not.
I heard 6 to 9 inches here just for Littleton.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I heard. Speaking of the weather, Snoop Dogg just did the weather for the NBC Today Show with Al Roker.
I saw that. I saw that.
He's awesome.
Snoop is everywhere.
Here we go.
Ow, it's 57 degrees in Mary Jane Falls, Nevada.
That's right.
And then I heard it was going to be 56 degrees in Stoner, Colorado.
That's right.
But my favorite is when it's nice, hot, and misty outside, 84 degrees in Blunt, South Dakota. Sliding on down to this area right here, above the average highs. 70 degrees in Roach, Missouri. You understand me? And over here, you know, I love, you know, we stay lucky in Kentucky. It's going to be 60 as we blaze, Kentucky. You dig?
Hell yeah.
And over here, we got Pottsville, Pennsylvania, where we'll be 60 degrees. And down low on the go, 61 degrees at High Point. Get that, High Point.
Seeing a little bit of a slowdown there.
All right.
What
I don't know. Traffic even there somewhere. Here's the weird part.
Had a Stoner, Colorado.
We do.
I didn't know that.
Here's the thing. Every city he named, Schmidl's been to.
Really?
Yeah. He's done the tour.
Yeah, the 420 tour.
Oh, I didn't know there was a tour. That is fascinating. Mm-hmm. Huh.
Who would have ever thought that we would get to a time
I know
where
I
Snoop Dogg is on with Al Roker on NBC on the Today Show.
Where they have birthdays with jam.
Yeah.
Like they have a jam sponsor, Schmuckers or whatever, right?
Yep.
They have Schmuckers and it's like, it's Hilda's 89th birthday today. But here's all the stoner cities.
Yeah. And they come back with, if it's Schmuckers, it's gotta be good.
Right.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, and they do 100-year-old people. And then Snoop Dogg gets up there and talks about Stoner, Colorado.
Yeah, that's
love it. Roach, Minnesota.
Times have changed, friends. Times have changed.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ Jamie Morning Show, playing some One Direction this morning. Such a sad story with this Liam Payne story out of Argentina. Number one story in the world this morning. Boy band, One Direction, losing a member this morning. And we really don't know the full story. There's a lot coming out, but we really don't know what exactly happened. We think there's drugs, alcohol, things like that involved. But nobody knows for sure, so we'll just wait and see. I do have the 911 call, Jamie. You heard it this morning, right?
Yeah, I did hear it, yeah. It's weird because they're so polite to each other, and It's weird that they say at the end, like, have a good day. Okay, yeah. You too.
Yeah.
That part's weird.
Yeah. Well, it's out of Argentina. Maybe they're just really polite with the 911 down there. But then you have the translation, which obviously is them just reading transcript, which takes away. I mean, you don't get the emotion of the moment, any of that stuff in there. But it does tell you what was going on at the time with this Liam news broke yesterday afternoon when the call was made from the hotel from the person there in charge. To summon somebody with the EMTs over there.
Good morning. I'm calling from Hotel Casa Sur Palermo, Costa Rica 6032.
What is happening, sir?
We have a guest drunk on drugs and alcohol. When he's conscious, he's breaking everything in the room.
You said alcohol and drugs?
That's correct.
You said Costa Rica intersecting where?
Costa Rica 6032.
Repeat.
Costa Rica 6032.
How is the hotel called?
Casa Azul Palermo. We need to send someone with urgency because I don't know if the guest's life is in danger because he's in a room with a balcony and we were afraid he could do something that threatens his life.
How long has he been there? Is it a long-stay hotel?
The guest has been there for the past 3 days.
You don't any other information because you can't get in, right?
No.
We are also notifying Medical Emergency Attention Service.
We are asking you to send someone with urgency because...
We are doing that. Any other data to give me? Who are you?
I'm the desk manager.
Person in charge of the place?
Yes.
It has been notified. What is your name, sir?
Esteban.
Thanks for calling. Be online.
Are you sending police too?
Police from the delegation. Let me confirm.
No. Only Medical Emergency Attention Service.
Don't worry, because they have already been notified.
I wonder why they didn't want the police.
I don't know.
That's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
That they had this situation where this guy's body is in the courtyard area.
Well, no, that
EMTs.
Hadn't happened yet. Yeah. That hadn't happened yet.
Oh,
yeah. I'm assuming they didn't want the police because maybe he'd freak out and it'd make matters worse.
Or maybe there's like a privacy thing. I don't know.
So the death hadn't occurred. They just put him back in his room and he's being erratic, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, as you said, he's under the influence of alcohol and drugs. Medical Emergency Attention Service personnel can't enter alone.
You can ask that to the police, but if Medical Emergency Attention Service needs them, they will notify you.
Good. Okay, perfect.
Have a good day.
Thanks. You too.
They are polite.
I know. That's what I said. Wow. That was the weird part. Yep.
Amazing, huh?
Right?
Wow. Just crazy story. The truth will come out. We'll find out exactly what happened with this particular situation. But it's sad. It's just sad that a guy 31 years old, too. 31. Mm-hmm. Man, oh, man. All right.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh, my God. What a day, what a day, what a day, what a day. It's been a day, you guys, already. And
it
it's only like 9. It's not even 9 yet. It's been a day.
No.
Lots going on. All right. The Liam Payne thing. You know, I guess TMZ, a huge blunder, right? Like, huge. They posted pictures of part of his body on the ground after Liam Payne from One Direction fell out of the balcony, jumped out of the balcony. We don't really know. But people couldn't believe that they posted this.
I wonder
pictures.
Why they did it. I mean, who made that decision?
Yeah, I mean, I don't
you
know.
You would have thought, I mean, TMZ of all people, all right?
Yeah.
They're the entertainment Bible, right? And they get a picture of this, and instead of saying, hey, let's hold on to it. Let's find out what happened here. Let's, you know, a little early. We don't even know if the family knows if he's passed away or not.
I mean,
we
it was
know.
So fast.
Within an hour,
yeah,
they said.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's
they had
the
picture, and they posted for the world to see.
Here are some of the comments. TMZ, effing shame on you. What a disgrace. TMZ posting part of a photo of Liam Payne's dead body in an article announcing his death is beyond deplorable. I can't tell if I'm losing my mind lately or if society has always been so overtly morally decrepit. No matter how you felt about Liam Payne, posting pictures of his dead body is mental. And, you know, it goes on and on.
Yeah.
And on. They took it down. But then what they wrote instead is that we have seen a picture of his body and it is in fact his because his tattoos match up.
I never saw it. Did you?
I did not.
No, I didn't see it either.
I didn't see it either.
And I don't want to. You
no,
know?
Me either.
Yeah.
Me either.
There's just no reason for that. Tom Brady, we mentioned this earlier. Tom Brady took 5% stake of the Las Vegas Raiders. And there's a buttload of restrictions on his broadcast now, on his broadcast career. If I was Fox, I'd go, hey, we just paid you $325 million to be unrestricted in your play-by-play. And so the fact now that you can't say anything about a referee, you can't say anything about the NFL, you can't go over to the other side's team to be in the locker rooms or anything like that because you're a 5% stake on it. What's our 325 for?
Yeah, I don't know how he got approved.
I don't either. I mean, that's really weird.
All the NFL voters or the owners vote, and they all voted him in by unanimous decision. So I don't know, but I wouldn't think that you'd be eligible.
Me either. Seems a little crazy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Ariana Grande, her appearance on Saturday Night Live became the highest rated since, I think they said 2020, something like that. What was
2021
it?
2021 with Elon.
2021, and it was with Elon Musk. And here's the thing. If I'm Stevie Nicks and I'm the musical guest, I'd be like, hey, wasn't that me? Wasn't that about me, not about Ariana Grande? Didn't they come to watch me sing again? Oh, man. I'd be kind of mad.
You know? Yeah, I would too.
Because nobody's mentioning her at all. They're all saying it's because of Ariana Grande, which, by the way, she was absolutely fantastic. She did so many great skits, and she's really a great little actress and can do all these impressions. But Stevie Nicks is a legend, man.
Yeah, but you said that Stevie wasn't that good. You even came in on Monday and said, that, hey, I saw the Stevie Nicks portion of the SNL, and it was horrible.
I know, and it was. It wasn't good at all. But the thing is, you know, it's the tune-in people. I think they did tune in to see Stevie Nicks sing.
And typically you do. I mean, the big draw is the musical guest every single week.
And they're saying, Ariana Grande, I'd just be mad if I was her. That's all. All right, BJ, you know that you're going to go see the Eagles at the Sphere?
I am.
Well, they have added four more dates to their ongoing residency at the Sphere. I guess they sold out. So do you know how much you paid for your ticket?
I think $300.
A piece?
Yeah. That's cheap.
Yeah, that seems really cheap.
That's cheap.
The Dead Company ones I was looking at were like $350 minimum.
We were out there. We saw Dead and Company. The next night we wanted to go back, or my wife did. We wanted to go back. They were $750 each.
Woo! Really?
$750 the following night. Sold out show. And the Eagles for $300? Folks, that's a bargain.
Yeah.
Will you look up how much Imagine Dragons is tonight at Red Rocks?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'll bet you it's close to what I'm paying for the Eagles.
Yeah, easily. Yeah,
I bet it
especially
is.
Especially at Red Rocks.
Yeah. You get the Eagles at Ball Arena, you would probably be paying more than $300.
So one time, a long, long time ago, I found out Imagine Dragons, who is my favorite band on the planet, and we're going to Red Rocks, and I asked my boss, I was like, hey, can I get tickets? And he's like, sure. And I go, can I get like backstage passes and everything? He's like, yeah, that's no problem at all. And then I was like, oh my God, awesome. Because I never asked for tickets. Well, then about, I don't know, like last month, I was like, hey, about those Imagine Dragon tickets. And he's like, yeah, we don't have any.
Oh,
yeah, we don't
have any. Then why'd you say yes?
They're $406 a piece right now for the cheapest ones.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Eagles, not so bad,
not so bad. Yeah. Not so bad.
In the Sphere, too.
Yeah, I'm bringing up the Sphere because the Sphere, as I mentioned earlier, they're going to build one just like it in Abu Dhabi. So Abu Dhabi, I feel like it's like an hour and a half from Dubai. But in Abu Dhabi, they're just going to have to pay a licensing fee and the blueprints and all that stuff, blah, blah. It's going to be exactly dead on just like the Sphere.
Yeah, well, no, I think theirs is going to be better.
You do?
Yeah, because, I mean, you've already built the Sphere, so you've learned things that you can do better, right? Oh, you always do.
That's true.
So you got to figure the one they... Plus, they have so much money
over
there.
Oh, my God.
You got to figure... It's unlimited checkbook
over there,
okay?
It's just going to be a bigger ball?
It's going to be massive, Jamie. And it's going to put us to shame. And here we are. We're sitting here with this second place again because of those Abu Dhabi movies.
The who?
Or Dooby Dhabi doobies.
Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, those guys. Abu Dhabi.
Abu Dhabi.
Sounds like a tribe.
Abu Dhabi do.
The Abu Dhabis down in the Amazon.
It sounds like a foreign Flintstones. Abu Dhabi do.
Abu Dhabi do's. Yeah, the Abu Dhabi do's are going to beat us with the Sphere. I guarantee it's going to be bigger and better.
Yeah, it probably will be. I will tell you, they're Atlantis. And so Atlantis is in the Bahamas, and then there's an Atlantis in Dubai.
Yeah.
Skunks it. Oh, my God. Skunk.
Yeah. They have so much money over there, man.
They have a lot of money. Yeah, they're cops. They drive Ferraris.
Yeah.
And Lambos.
That's how you know you got money.
Yep.
They pay at McDonald's with gold bars.
Are you right? Mariah Carey, this is the final story I'm going to do. But Mariah Carey says that in the vault, she has an alternative rock album, and she's going to release it.
Really?
That's going to be terrible.
It's in the vault. She recorded it a long time ago, and she said that she's so mad that she hasn't done it yet. It was called Someone's Ugly Daughter. She never released it, but it's an LP, and she says that she's going to release it.
She's going to release it?
Yeah.
Or is it there for after her death or something?
No, she said she wants to release it.
Some of the artists do that, you know. They do it for whenever they pass.
She said it's a good album. You'll hear it. I was getting life from that. Seriously, it was... it's no joke. It's everlasting. I'm going to actually release this.
There's no way that's going to be a good album.
An alternative rock album?
Mariah? Come on.
We'll see.
I don't see her as the next Pink.
No.
You know?
I don't either.
Yeah. So what? Oh, I am a rock star!
That was pretty good.
Oh, thanks.
Maybe you should do an album.
Right?
Yeah.
There you go. Tabloid trash.
BJ and Jim.
Man, I'm such a lazy person.
I know.
No, you're supposed to say, no, you're not.
Oh, but I think you are.
Here's what I did. Oh, first, let me play this for you, okay?
Okay.
Oh, hang on a second. I got to pull it up here. You would think that I'd be ready for this, but I'm not. All right, here we go. Law enforcement's cracking down for November. They're back again. They did it in July. They're cracking down on license plates that are expired.
They did this back in July and August, and they actually came up with around 430 citations when they were targeting registrations or expired registrations, I should say, and temporary license plates. They will be implementing it yet again starting in just a couple of weeks from now on November 1st through November 30th. So if a driver is caught without a registration, they will be required to pay around a $95 fine for a Denver Municipal Code citation on top of the registration and renewal costs. During this enforcement period, DPD is temporarily exercising a clause in its low-level traffic stops policy, meaning officers can pull over drivers for expired plates and registrations even if they don't pose an immediate risk to the public.
Boom! I guess if you didn't, if they weren't looking for a stolen vehicle or there was some real reason, I guess in the past, if they saw that it was outdated, no big deal. They just let you go.
Yeah, they're saying that they mean business, which they probably should have done this a while back. We were talking about in our boss's office, like there are literally so many cars without even plates at all.
Seriously.
Yeah.
it's wild. Like five every day when
I know,
drive
right?
From Park Meadows up to the lab.
It's nuts. It is absolutely nuts. I'm like, you guys are rolling dirty. But why are you so lazy? You still didn't get it changed?
No, I did.
Oh.
I went in Monday because I came in and said, hey, I'm driving dirty. I've been driving dirty for 3 or 4 months. I just like that term, driving dirty, you know? And so Monday I said, hey, I'm going straight to the DMV. I'm going to get this done, which I did. I've yet to put them on.
Oh, you have?
They're lying in my front seat on my passenger side. They're just lying there. And I saw them this morning. I thought, oh, crap. I forgot to put these on my vehicle.
Yeah.
So I'm still driving dirty, but I got them in there.
Well,
so
good.
I don't know if I get pulled over, do I just show them this and I'm all good?
Just say I didn't have a screwdriver.
Yeah.
And, well, I've got a toolbox in the back of the vehicle.
Oh, well, so they don't know what's in there, you know.
They would assume problem. But get this. So yesterday, I didn't pay my fine. Remember the double lane in the express lane?
Yeah. Oh.
The double line, I mean, the white line. And I crossed over, and remember I told you I got a ticket? Well, I guess I let it go past the payment date.
Okay? Oh.
It's a $75 ticket, right?
Yeah.
So yesterday I get a letter from the state, and they're serious, man. It's like, okay, we're going to set a date for a hearing or something of that nature. I don't remember exactly what it said, but they say I now owe them $180.
Oh, wow. Just because you're late? Oh, that is costly.
And
for being a procrastinator, yeah. That is woof.
And I went and got the mail yesterday and hid this for my wife.
Nice.
I did. I better take that out of there. She's going to really be mad now.
I thought you controlled the household.
Yeah. Well, there's
wrong
no
things,
use,
baby.
There's no use have arguments where you don't need. You know,
if you could. I thought you said it's like a non-issue. I run look, this place. Yeah.
Look,
yeah.
Listen, that's how you control the household.
I didn't you know hide you had stuff to. Oh, from I have the to other hide one. This. You'll get so mad at me.
I've got to get the mail.
Jamie, it was a sticker shocker to me when I opened that up. Yeah. I opened it up yesterday, and first I saw it. It's like from the state, and it looked really official. It's like urgent, you know, enclosed in here. And so I opened it up, and I'm like, ooh, man, this thing has like the state seal on it. That's when you know you're in trouble.
Right? Can you just pay it online?
I'm sure you can, yeah. And I should have. I could have. I just didn't know it, you know?
Yeah. I told you I still owe this eye doctor. He was an old dude, and they sent me the bill that you have to put the credit card number on the actual piece of paper.
On the slip and then
yeah,
send it back.
No
like, way am I doing
I
that.
I called them. I go, is there no way to do this online? Yeah, he's a little antiquated.
Oh, my God.
Like, I'm not putting my credit card number in the mail. You guys are morons.
It's rare, but every now and then you come across that business that still requires certain.
Well, he was the old dude, too, that told me the reason why I can't see anymore is because I got the vaccines.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. Okay, goodbye.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. The weather's going to change, though. I mean, we've got rain. There's some snow in the forecast. Everything.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. A little conflicting reports this morning when it comes to the weather. Some are seeing some snow that we could get some as close as, where was it?
Genesee. But that's the Weather Channel said that. But then Dave Frazier, I'm watching his radar, is not on there.
Okay.
Just saying, it's frustrating.
We are looking at rain.
It's frustrating.
Rain for the metro. Now, I did see where Castle Rock, down in that area, maybe the Monument, Palmer Divide, could get a dusting of snow.
I saw this really cool thing. I didn't know that they did this. Did you know that they name winter storms? I did not know that. They've named them since 2014, and there's like, I don't know, about 30 of them, 30 names that they pick every year to name them. Like Liam.
Just like they do with like hurricanes?
Yeah, like Usher, like all these names.
I remember one that Gertrude. Was a massive storm that was a winter storm that did get a name, but I thought it was just a one-time thing. I didn't think that it was, you know, something that they do regularly.
Yeah, I guess they do. And it's just like hurricanes. Like the first one will be Anya. The second one will be Blair, Cora, Demi. It goes like that.
I did see where down in the San Juan Mountains that they're looking at 3 feet of snow. They're looking up to 40 inches of snow down there over this next couple of days.
They said that to get a name, it has to affect like several areas, you know, not just like our state.
Yeah.
And it also can't be the lake effect situation. It has to be like a monster storm.
If I'm not mistaken, remember that storm that went through like Reno, Nevada, and it left last year and it left like 7 feet of snow or something like that. Came out of Northern California into the Nevada. That one got a name. I remember last year, I think it was.
What was its name?
I have no idea. Lizzo. Should I go with that? That's my favorite storm.
It really is. It's funny because they don't have Lizzo as down as a name. They should, though.
They should.
I'm going to write them. And tell them.
Either way, you're going to get the feel, a little bit of a vibe of the weather changing in the fall. It's just a day late because we need it today with the Broncos playing tonight. Maybe make some chili for tonight.
No, tonight. Today's going to be like 70.
I'm saying that it's late. A day late.
Oh, gotcha.
It'd be perfect for football night tonight with the Broncos.
True. That's true.
All right. BJ Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, my God. It just says, I'm just reading. It says, oh, my God, maroon is the go-to color for fall.
I like maroon.
Well, that's good. You should buy something maroon.
Yeah, well, I'm already there, man. I am fall ready.
Yep.
My vehicle's maroon.
It is maroon. Yeah. Though. Yeah.
I love maroon.
Wow.
I mean, it's okay. Yeah. We got to get out of here. Go Broncos.
Go Broncos.
Go Broncos. Woo! Hopefully they win tonight.
We guess there's a game tonight. I didn't even know it.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I didn't even know.
Oh, your favorite player, Bozo's playing.
Yes, he sure is.
Bo knows. Bo is playing tonight. Hopefully we pull this off tonight. All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day today. Don't forget, more chances to win Coldplay coming up at 12 noon today. That Heather girl, she's here. What? The Heather lady?
Heather Collins.
Yep.
Heather Collins.
Sometimes you remind me of my grandpa.
Slacker show. They have tickets too. Who else? I guess that's it.
That's it. Okay. All right.
We'll see you back here tomorrow. Jimmy, try to be on time tomorrow.
I really will.
I mean, today you were an hour late.
An hour late.
Car troubles, man.
She got here at 7 o'clock this morning.
I did.
It's like she didn't even go to work.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Like, why even come in?
I literally almost turned around because we were all just sitting there. I'm like, I'm done.
I don't blame you.
Oh, my God.
That is so crazy.
It's so crazy. Well, and then they open up the freeway and you're watching everybody zoom by. And you're stuck on the frontage road.
And with this business, too, I mean, you're in your car. You're listening to the show that you should be on.
I know.
And you should be there. And this is from, like, 5:30 this morning until 7 a.m. Jamie's stuck listening to me, Carson, and Schmidl.
Yeah. And what's crazy is I have the Jeep, so I could technically go four-wheeling over to I-25.
That's the most annoying part about it.
Yeah.
I definitely would have done that.
I thought, I can't get enough. That Jeep is so heavy, I can't get enough speed to get going, front of another car.
You think you're going to get busted,
too. Yeah.
You think the cops are going to come after you,
Oh, my God.
It's like, man, I should do this, but I won't.
Exactly.
I won't. All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.